Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bill Dawley now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into center field. Cangallosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Boggs moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Barrett scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols throws the ball into Cruz, who tags Boggs, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Romero moves to third. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball towards center. Cangalosi catches it and throws to second to double up Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive towards first. Mormon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Kangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nichols moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Giles pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Kevin Romine now playing center field. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.